We continue Hilchos Nida in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nem Vav. Din Rosh Adam Machlos Tashmish. Ish Rosh Adam Machlos Tashmish. If a woman who relations cause her to have an emission of dam, afil shloi b'shas Tashmish. Even if it didn't happen actually at that time, lachach bayis alayla some time later at night, b'teres l'shamish pam shenis lach shetar, she could have relations again after she becomes tahar. Even if this just happened once, it's enough of a reason to be concerned that Tashmish could cause this to happen. And if this happened the night she went to the mikvah, ask Shatitbal Tsarch Lifish Mimenaleil Tfila. The next time she shouldn't have relations on the night she goes to the mikvah. Kichashina, we need to be concerned. Shema hatfila with tzirif hatashmish. Maybe this combination of going to the mikvah and having relations, garmalo liris tashmish, is what causes this to happen. Shema tir b'leil tniyishniya b'shas tashmish mamish. And this may happen the next time she goes to the mikvah again. Ava b'leil tfila shlishis. If the next time she went to the mikvah, she didn't have relations that night, the time after she goes to the mikvah, ain't a tzarech lifrish, she doesn't have to separate herself. What we really are concerned is that going to the mikveh caused this to happen. And since when she went to the mikveh the next time she didn't have a riyah, we need not be concerned. And if it happened the next time she went to the mikveh, again, she saw dam. So again, the next time afterwards, the Lord would feel a shlishis. Sif Beis, the Kivan, this elder race of Ishizu. But now there's a question regarding this woman. Even if this is a woman who has a Vesa Kavua, the next time she goes to the mikvah, the next time she has relations, she has to examine herself both before and after. Levaram leirasa oid machmas tashmish, that if tashmish is not causing her to have an emission, betiza ishal ask miyad refos, and she should do whatever she can to make sure that she shouldn't have a riyah, she shouldn't see dam because of tashmish. And certainly if it happened at the time of Tashmish, I was samach lach Tashmish, or right after Tashmish, kim yirla ken shalosh pam ratzufis, if this happens three consecutive times, nafla betzuda gadol, this becomes a serious issue. Ukai shigal yimtzal ehet shetesh etzbala, and once she's in this category, that is a real issue of letting this woman remain with her husband. Sif Gimel, Isha Shar Gisha, B'Shas Tashmish Shenitma, if a woman during the act of Bia feels that she became Tamei, M'chievas M'lem M'yad L'Bala, that Macy she has to immediately notify her husband, V'lo Yifrish Es Atzim M'yad B'Evachai, he shouldn't stop immediately, Ki Gam Zu Hanohila, that's also considered pleasurable, Al Yismach Ayod V'Raglev, he should put himself on his hands and feet, she become extremely concerned about what just happened here, and then he should separate himself from her, and he should go to Rav Shiarla Tshuva Lavera to teach him and tell him what he should do. Simon Kufnan Zayin, Dine Kala Nechnasa L'Chuppa Boi Chasifim, Sif Alef Ish Shmechinas Atzma L'Nesuam, a woman who's about to get married, she has to make sure that she is clean for 7 days. Whether she's a young woman who never got a period, or she's an older woman who already is past menopause, we always need to be concerned. The excitement of the wedding will cause that Yotzman is a tipistam, that she had an emission of an evda. We treat her like a full-fledged nida. V'gam la'achas sfirah she'ench nekiyim, and even after she has done the 7 clean days, yesh lived the kazatz b'chol yom at tefillah, she should continue examining herself until she goes to the mikvah. V'kayin la'achat tefillah, and then continue after she goes to the mikvah ad bilas mitzvah until she and her husband have relations for the first time. Sif beis im nitcha nesuin machm says the siba. If everything was being planned because the wedding was supposed to be at a certain date, v'akach shuv nespashu lasas on the nesuin, and then they decided to, so the wedding got delayed, and now they've come up with a new date. Alpi shesof nekiyim rishona, even though she has already counted these 7 days before the original date, become makom tzricho sap list from the chodesh, she has to count again. The fact that there's a new date for the wedding changes everything. Even if she has been examining herself all of this time in between, however, if it wasn't like the wedding was completely cancelled, postponed, there was some issue that came up that prevented them from making the wedding immediately. And that's why the wedding got delayed, actually, especially until they came to terms. Or they both agreed to postpone the wedding from the day it was scheduled for. And they made it for a different day. They need to ask a shayla im shivim nekiyim arishonim mahanila, if the original shivim nekiyim are satisfactory. Im neskoit tu b'shas nesuin, if there was a disagreement by the time of the wedding. V'nichnas choson achatach srishin, and therefore she's getting married to the second man instead of the first man. Pshitot, obviously, mahanila shiv nekiyim should suffer al das choson achar. The shivim nekiyim that she counted because of one chassan cannot be effective for another chassan. Alfilum achsh nesratzel chassan achar shuv nesbayis rishon. Let's say she got engaged to a second chassan and now she goes back to the first chassan. L'mahani l'shiv nekim rishonim, the original shiv nekim that she had for this chassan won't count. Kivin shesicha datman, she stopped thinking that she's marrying him, and therefore tzrich lespa mechadosh, she has to start a whole new zayin nekim. Sif gimel yesh lizor shleit tenasa isha atchid tami tamasa. A woman should not get married until she goes to the mikvah. V'meis techukah v'tzrichim lasad nesuin b'aydim tamasa. If for whatever reason they have to make a chuppah, which is known as chuppah's nida, that she's a nida when they get married. Oyim irish appears a nida l'acha chuppah kadim shenivala, or after the chuppah took place, before they had, they consummated their marriage, she became a nida. Until she be able to go to the mikvah, the chassan and kala should never be alone until she goes to the mikvah. And therefore, the minig is likach kotnayt l'chassan. There's a cotton should stay with the chassan, a young boy, uktana etz l'kala, and a young girl with the kala. And even by day, they should not be alone below kotna uktana. However, there is, says the Rama, a difference between by day and by night. By night, they have to have two shomrim, a katan by the chassan and a katana by the kala. And by day, one shomer is enough. These children that we're identifying have to already be somewhat mature. They can understand what it means to be a husband and wife. It doesn't have to be a really an adult girl, because then we will have a new problem. She may get convinced to participate. El Beinanim, not too young, not too old. And this halacha doesn't differentiate between bochel alman, if it's a bochel is getting married, or alman, someone who's already previously married, between besula, a girl who was never married, lamanot, a girl who was already married. Shekol shleibol ishazu miyanov, whoever never had relations yet with this woman, chashina, we need to be concerned, the talk of yotzrei, that because they're alone and because they never had relations, who knows what could happen. V'surim l'shiach b'lishmira, and therefore they can never be alone without somebody else with them.